You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Look, I just received from email, that's electronic mail over the internet, from a friend of mine who has just disclosed that his wife is threatening to leave him if he doesn't stop playing the intro to this broadcast at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It seems that he's been staying up late at night replaying old broadcasts of the Hour of the Time, and he doesn't have any headphones. And instead of whining into the program, he's playing every hour on the hour, she says. She can hear the barking dogs and the wailing sirens and the stamping feet of the Nazi jackbooted thugs as they go about their business. And I can certainly understand her position. I've been doing this broadcast for years, thousands of broadcasts now, and I tell you, I refuse to get rid of that opening because it's a warning. It's how things are going to be if we don't wake up and stop it now. And it's almost too late, folks. It really is. That is to prevent bloodshed. It can keep getting worse until eventually the American people, as they always have, when tyrants try to take their freedoms, will just rise up with gun in hand and restore constitutional Republican government. The purpose of this broadcast has always been to prevent that. You see, my theory was, when I began this, was that if I could just wake up enough people and educate them to what is going on, then not one single drop of blood would ever have to be shed by anybody. And I always thought that that was a noble effort, that that was something worth doing. But, I have succeeded in awakening millions of people. Literally, millions of people who had no clue, who are now awake and battling against the coming tyranny. There are still an awful lot of people out there who have never understood what's happening. They know something's wrong. Everyone does. Everyone can feel that something is wrong in their gut. I don't believe that there's anybody out there who doesn't feel that. At least no one that I've met. These people have just not been given the opportunity to have someone sit down and show the documentation and explain to them what's been happening over the years. And so we continue to try. And one of the things that I use is the opening to this broadcast because it is an attention getter. And when I was on WWCR, which was a loud, clear signal that was broadcast all around the world, a lot of people just drifting through the shortwave frequencies were captured when they heard that sound. So, while I certainly understand her concern, having to listen to that through the night, and I've advised my friend, don't do that at night. You know, do it sometime when she's not trying to sleep, or go down and spend $20 for a set of headphones. But we will keep it. It was suggested that I get a new intro to the broadcast. I can't do that. This fits perfectly, and it tells it like it is. Now, don't go away. I'll be right back with a whole bunch of stuff that you're going to find terribly interesting if you care about the United States of America, if you care about living in freedom.
Out for the purpose of your audience.